Beginning current that Masech the Pesachim Daf Nun Zayin, begin on Alpha, begin Toys the Master, begin with the Gemara. El Nishar Am Chacham. It's because the sage just said, "Ain Pei Li Erek." There's no Peya for vegetables. Teshuvah discusses this Gemara, where the father of Ben Buyan said to the poor people that the vegetables that my son had given to you as Peya, leave it over here because there's no halacha Peya on the vegetables, and therefore it's not going to be exempt from Maisa. Which Tesis said, "Rim Tevet Tesis asked to take a second look and says, and if you're going to say, what's the problem? The Kamokam lifted me Meiser, it would still be exempt from Meiser. Why? Even though it's not Peah. Neshef Kirim, because the son was Mafkrit, he made it ownerless by giving it to the poor people. The Hefka part of Meiser, and the fact that it's Hefka, that itself exempts it from Meiser. And that's just Tesis, what you could say is, because Kibesil, because he was going to Kibesil, the Amri Bibesath is Peah, that the same as Peah, the Ain Hefka, Achayufkal, Anim, Alashim, that something that considered Hefka ownerless until one makes it ownerless for the poor and the wealthy, Kishmita, like the laws of Shemitah, which is ownerless for everybody. We learn from Shemitah, it says in the Pasuk, Shematenim in the Tashta, that you should let it fallow and just leave it. Matamim in the Tashta, what's the extra wording? Yeshlechon Atisha Chesh, because it's coming to allude to another type of forsaking, which is like this, Mahimzu, what's that? Hefka, Lanim, Alashim, that's something else that's going to be Hefka, which also can be has to be for the poor and for the wealthy, just like Shemitah. Or you know, I mean, another approach to say, "Safel Beishamai, the Alfim and Pei." Even according to Beishamai, that learns it out from Pei, or Beishamai, they hold the Hefker Lanyim Hefker that just makes any Hefker for poor people is Hefker. And the time of Farish Hashem Dachse Bepei, and the reason where it's learned out from Pei, where it says, "Lo Ani Belagiri, leave it for the poor and for the convert." Ma Tamlo Metazal, which is what's saying, leave it for them. He already said that you're leaving it for them. Yes, telling you, Yesh Lo Chaziba Acheres Shikazu. There's another leaving which is like this. Ma'hizu, what's this? Lanyim Leilashim. When you make it some Hefker, it could be just for the poor and not for the wealthy. Just like Pei is only for the poor and not for the wealthy. But Umiyu, however, but in Pei itself, everyone agrees that it's going to be exempt, even though it was not made hefker for the wealthy people. And Kedadashin B'Safri, like we learned in Safri, Uvoha Levi Kein L'Chelik V'Nach L'Imach, that the Levi comes because he doesn't have a portion and inheritance with you, which Yatzah Zer, that excludes this, Sheish Leilu Levi Chelik, that the Levi does have a portion in it, Shemu Levi Onu, because if it's a Levi that's a pauper, Netel Peya, then he would take pay like the paupers of the Jewish people, and from something like this, you don't give Maisa, so, and Taisa says that, you could even say like Beishamai, that learns it out, that Hefker is exempt from Maisa, from Peya, and they hold that it's going to be considered as Hefker, but that's what the parenthesis says in Milateis, but here they would agree that one would be obligated Mishum to Hefker, but Toys Hefker. That would be an erroneous Hefker. So then you could even say it's going like Beshamai, that he didn't want them to take it because they weren't really exempt, because it wasn't really Peya. It was really somebody that doesn't have the halacha Peya to it. Tinnik says, Master, Toys begins with the Gemara, the Karach Yodi Bisharoi, that he wrapped his hands in silk. Which therefore the Azor screamed out that he's Mechal Shem Shemayim because he's wrapping his hands. So what's the problem? Hirsh Bukun Rashi explains. But Chatzitza by Sos Bukachim, because there's an interposition between his hands and the carbon, and that amel is Bukachim. The Chesed, like it says in the pasuk, Lokach HaKoyin, the Koyin has to take. Being the Shatei the Kicha Batsam Shekoyin, we need to take it to be with the Koyin himself, not with something wrapped around his hand. On that says, "Tzeis v'mtem v'begin to say." Tzeis had to take a second look. Gabi lulav lo min hachim, but regarding lulav, we don't say this. Peg lulav gazlan sugi davlam zayim and avgav loy linker in the shlulav b'sudar. We say a person should not take a lulav with a kerchief. Rav amalekicha did davachash amalekicha. Taking lulav with something else is considered taking. But why? What do you mean? That can also says v'lok v'lekachdam lachem. You have to take it. So why doesn't have to be ba'atzmoi shel ha'adam? So Batir Tzri, the re-answer says, yeah, because the Asa Mari, there's Toma Ba'iches HaLulub, but they sudu kein tzevis. They said you're holding the lulub through a kerchief is like holding it with a some type of a tongue. Meaning, you're wrapping your lulub with a kerchief, and you're holding with a kerchief. So it's not wrapping around your hand, it's wrapping around the lulub. Where the kerchief is helping you to hold the lulub. That's considered like secondary to the lulub, and therefore that's not considered as a chatzitza. Whereas here he's wrapping his hands, and therefore it's secondary to his it's going to be a chatzitza. It's not like part of the carbon itself. So it sounds like it's from that story that this is how we're talking about. Because the Hakama Hasam, the Gemara says, with a little Hadigan, there's a lulub b'shano, person should not push in the lulav in the bundle of the Hoshanis that is holding all the hadasim and the rabbis together with the lulav, it should not push it in, because dimma nasi tarfa, what's going to happen is then some of the leaves are going to fall off. And then they're going to be like interposition between the lulav and his aunt. And it's not part of the other meaning because it's tore off. Where Rav Lamai says, "Oh, min min and the chaytz." No, since it's from the same species, it's not going to be chatzitza. But mashma, the b'shein min the chaytz. But if it wasn't the same species, it would be chatzitza. Why? That's like what we're saying here in our sugya. The Korach Yad B'Sharei, where he's wrapping his hand in silk. There, of course, would be applicable to chatzitza. But you're wrapping the lulav and using it to hold the lulav, that would not be a chatzitza. I'll return to you the fourth paragraph of Masechta Pesachim, paragraph Makom Shenagu with Taisus.